Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Amy's here. I can tell. This used to be Amy. You'd be having Amy Newmark is here. She's the editor of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books. I think we've been playing this the last two or three weeks. The Hen House 5 and In the Mood. That's the official. It was on RCA Records. And I'm trying to remember when I first discovered it, but it was a long time ago. And I used to have fun. And then the politically correct members of my staff, Amy, told me that I couldn't play it anymore because it was too crude.
But I don't mind being the mother hen.
See what she did?
Very good. I see what you did there. Amy is here. She's responsible for all these great Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul, Chicken Soup for the Women's Soul, Chicken Soup for the Mother's Soul, Chicken Soup for children and teenagers and adults. It's just really great stuff. And the latest one is called Simply Happy. And from that, we talk about your children and a clothing budget. Let's see how those two items fit together in just a moment here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not weird. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from 1 part into 3. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, vegetable photograph collection will leave you speechless. 9 pictures of... Are grapes really a vegetable? Vegetable photograph collection... Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul. This is the website's chickensoup.com. You can find the podcast at Apple, Stitcher, TuneIn, DougStefan.com. And it's good. You want to hear, if you don't hear, well, you maybe tune in for the first time, so you're going to hear a conversation now, and you want to go back and listen to some of the other bits and pieces of info from the Chicken Soup for Your Soul podcast. That's a good thing for you to do. So this new book, Simply Happy, has, among other things, a focus on responsibility for your children and their clothing budget. How does this work?
So what happened was that I used to take the kids to Disney World all the time, and they were always bugging me for souvenirs. And then one year I said, I'm going to give you each 50 Disney dollars. You can spend this money in the souvenir shops. And it was fabulous. They looked at everything in the souvenir shops like they worked for Consumer Reports or something. And at the end of our week at Disney World, they'd each only spent $25 of their 50. So then I said, you know what? We're going to start doing this with your clothes. And I gave them their clothing budget on debit cards and said, from now on, I will take you shopping, but you'll pay with your own debit card. And peace and happiness reigned in our house. When my son lost something, it was his own problem. And for years, I gave them their own clothing budget, and they learned how to be responsible. They learned what it meant to budget. And one time when my son went crazy at Ralph Lauren, the next day he said, I spent all of my budget on polo shirts. I drove him back. He returned everything. But it made them such responsible adults, and I would recommend it highly to everyone. Well, put your kids in charge of their clothing budget.
Especially in maybe in charge of other things as well, as long as they have good examples of what to buy, what's appropriate, that sort of thing. And I'm sure that's the case with you.
It works beautifully
for us. How to teach children responsibility. Yeah. Well, but most of us, I had to work for, I worked from the time I was 8 years old, and I never spent the money on clothing. People who look at me now understand I still don't spend the money on clothing. But it is, whatever your priorities are. And this is a great way. The more they learn how to do on their own, the better off they are, because we do have to teach independence, better independent thinking. Amy, thank you. Amy Newmar.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.